The Jesus Storybook Bible, Story 14, The Young Hero and the Horrible Giant. The Story of David and Goliath, from 1 Samuel 17. God's people had some scary enemies, but the Philistines were the scariest of them all. And now the Philistines had come to fight them. The Philistines had a secret weapon called Goliath. Goliath was a terrifying soldier, and worst of all, a giant. A giant so strong, and so tall, and so scary, that no one had ever been able to fight him, and live to tell the tale. So, there they were, the Philistines standing on top of one hill, God's people standing on top of the other. Every day, Goliath came out and shouted, "Send your best soldier to fight me. If he wins, we will be your slaves. But if I win, you will be our slaves." No one spoke. No one moved. "Chickens!" Goliath bellowed. "Your God can't save you. I'll rip your heads off and have you on toast." His beady, greedy eyes glowered at them hungrily from under his horrible helmet, as if any minute he really might just gobble them all up. And he laughed his terrible laugh. "Ha ha ha ha!" It boomed, echoing horribly around and around the dry, dry valley. Well, Goliath might just as well have been a green, slimy monster with three heads, because God's people froze with fear. Their eyes glazed over, and they turned deathly pale. They knew if someone didn't do something quick, if someone didn't save them. But God would do something. He would send someone to save them. Now, you remember that David was the youngest son of Jesse? Well, his brothers were soldiers in the army. One day, when David brought his brothers their lunches, he saw Goliath. And he saw how scared everyone was. "Don't be afraid," David said. "I'll fight him for you." "You're only a little shepherd boy," the king said. "And Goliath is a great soldier. How will you fight him?" "God will help me," David said. So the king gave David his royal armor to wear. But it was too heavy and too big, and David couldn't even walk. "I won't need this," David said. Instead, David picked out 5 smooth stones from the stream. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Took a slingshot and walked towards Goliath. Step, step, step. Goliath walked towards David. Thud, thud, thud. "You?" Goliath peered down at the small boy.
"I'm little," David shouted up to him, "but God is great."
Goliath laughed an even terribler laugh than usual. It went. With just one swing of his giant sword, Goliath could finish the boy off. But David kept going. "It isn't how strong you are, or how many swords and spears you have, that will save you. It is God who saves you. This is God's battle, and God always wins his battles." David put a stone in his sling, swung it around, and let it go. The little stone flew whizz like a bullet through the air and struck Goliath thud, right between the eyes. Goliath stopped laughing. He stumbled and staggered and crash fell dead. When the Philistines saw Goliath was dead, they ran away. And when God's people saw them running away, they cheered. God had saved his people. David was a hero. Many years later, God would send his people another young hero to fight for them and to save them. But this hero would fight the greatest battle the world has ever known. Today, we heard the story of David and Goliath. This is a very well-known story, one of my favorite stories. And in it, we see David, a small boy, go against a giant, and he wins. Now, there are several things that we can learn. First, as David went in, David saw and recognized the situation. David knew that Goliath was big. David knew that Goliath was bigger than he was. David knew that Goliath was stronger than he was. But David also recognized something else. David saw that God was bigger than Goliath. You see, when Goliath was shouting at them, he was also insulting God. And we don't see that in this story. But in the Bible, it talks about how he insulted God. And David knew that God would not stand for that. David knew that God would help him to defeat this enemy of God and God's people. Yet everyone else was too afraid. Now, if we back up, how do we know that David had such confidence? How is it that David, a young man, probably a teenager, that David had such confidence in God? Well, in other places we read and understand that David was a shepherd, and so he spent hours and hours and days and weeks. He spent his life watching the sheep. He spent his entire life taking care of them. And while he did that, he spent a lot of time talking to God, praying, singing, and thinking about the things that he had learned about God. And God had helped him several times. In the Bible, as Saul, the king, is talking to David before he sends him to fight Goliath, David explains that God has helped him before, that God had helped him defeat a bear and a lion as he had been protecting his sheep. God had helped him. And so David had confidence that just like God had helped him protect his sheep and to kill a lion and a bear by himself, that God could help him defeat Goliath if David just had faith. And so Saul offers him his armor. But it was too big for David. It wouldn't fit him, wouldn't help him, it just slowed him down. David realized that he didn't need to try to protect himself or try to find other things that would keep him safe, that he just needed to trust God. And so he went out in faith, knowing that God was stronger and that God would help him defeat Goliath. Now, in our world, sometimes we face problems. Sometimes we have big things that we have to face. But we can know that God is bigger than any of them. God is bigger than any problem that we face. God is bigger than anything in this world. If we trust him and follow him and obey him, God
can help us win and defeat anything. Now, as I say that, remember that David was doing what God wanted him to do. That I can't just say, oh, this is what I want, and so God is bigger than this, so God will help me do it. No, I can trust God to help me do whatever he tells me to do, no matter how big or impossible it seems. And so as we are following God, as we are obeying God and trusting God, God can help us do anything that he asks us to do if we will trust him. Nothing is impossible for God. And so if we are being told and led by God to do something, God is big enough to help us get it done. We just need to trust him. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you that you are bigger than anything. I thank you that we can trust you and that you can come and help us to do whatever it is that you lead us to do. Lord, I pray that you would guide us and direct us today. Help us trust you with everything in our lives. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.